The recommendation I had for families in supporting their kids or who are trying to figure out how to support their kids are to love first, as they, and whatever they do, to like center the love for their child first. I think a lot of what I see when I work with families is that a lot of parents have their own ideas about how kids are supposed to come out and how our kids are supposed to like operate. And like, a thing to remember that is that it's not about you. I had a lot of sources of cruelty and harm growing up, and I you know, I was tall, I was super artsy, I was an artist, and weird, I'm an Aquarius, so like there were many ways that I stood out, and so like targeting my sexuality was like easiest for folks to also make themselves feel safe, because I think that's why a lot of people do target each other, is to shift attention away from them. Most people fear queer and transness because it is so unknown, and so I think creating a book where stories and lives are accessible, like we have faces and names for these stories, where those things are accessible, makes like creates a bridge and understanding for everybody who might consume this. It also reminds people who are queer and trans that they're not alone, that there are in fact many robust figures that we can like look to, and loving figures we can look to remind ourselves that we are here, we're queer, we're not going anywhere, right?